You can follow along on Twitter. The handle is at GoDucksKG. Kelly Graves joins us. Coach, first, congrats. How you doing today?
Pretty good. Yeah, pretty good. Today was prep day, no practice. So we've just kind of been watching film, and I've spent some time with the media, and it's all good. We're still playing this time of year, and that's always a good thing. I think we're the only program in the state, men's or women's, that's playing.
You know, just kind of the basics, fans, media, we can get over analytical, maybe after a Final Four taste. I think Selection Sunday has a way of kind of tapping you on the shoulder. We know that there are various aspirations, but Coach, that moment when you see your school flash and you know you're in and you know that 275 programs are not, fair to say, that is never, ever, ever going to get old.
Never gets old, and I have told my team on, you know, several occasions, just never take it for granted. You know, it's an accomplishment. It's not easy. And there are a lot of programs that, like you said, 275 or so, that wish they were in that same situation. And here we are, you know, maybe didn't have, you know, the kind of year we would have liked. We lost, you know, a few games that, you know, we'd like to have back. But in the end, we're a 5 seed. And when you, you know, look at that, that's puts us in the top 20 in the country. And that's, again, nothing to sneeze about, and certainly nothing to take for granted. So we're really excited and humbled that we get a chance to play again.
You know, you spoke last week and you talked, so I think one of the media members asked about maybe being on the four line, and you didn't think that was realistic. So as you're watching Selection Sunday materialize, did you feel like, well, I figured we're going to be there. That's where we are. And so I guess in a way you're happy with the draw.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm not one of those that I'm not going to bellyache regardless. We had several opportunities to earn that 4 seed, which, you know, in our game means that you get to host. That's maybe a topic for another day, whether that's the right thing to do or not. But I figured we were going to be on the 5 seed, and to kind of go back to your last question, knowing, hey, we're going to be in the field, but it still is magical to hear your name. So I really have no complaints. If we would have won the Utah game in the semifinals, I'm pretty confident we would have been a 4 seed and hosting, which would have been nice at many different levels. Number one, obviously you're playing at home. There's an inherent advantage there. And then number two, my son's going to be playing in Portland with the Zags, and so it would have been nice to be able to kind of go back and forth. I could have seen maybe some of their games, this upcoming weekend. But, hey, we're going to Knoxville. It's a, you know, storied venue, kind of mecca when it comes to women's basketball, and so I think we're going to really have a good opportunity and definitely a challenge while we're down there playing Belmont and hopefully a second game.
Talking hoops with Coach Graves, and you just mentioned that I was going to get to it. I'll take your lead. The men of Gonzaga, the number one overall seed. I know you follow them relatively closely. I mean, once they broke through and made that Final Four 5 years ago, they just make run after run. I mean, what you know, what you've observed about this team, I don't feel they lack much. You think, how realistic is it that Coach Few finally gets to the top of the mountain?
Oh, I think it's a real possibility. No question about it. Yeah, a lot of people are saying they don't think they were as strong as they were last year. That may or may not be the case, but I think relative to the rest of the field, they are. And they were the number one overall last year. They're the number one overall seed this year. And, you know, you keep knocking on that door like they have been, eventually it's going to open. And I firmly believe that, that's going to happen for them up there. And hopefully it's this year when my son's a senior and we get a chance. So this tournament run's going to be fun at many different levels. I hope I'm enjoying the Final Four in Minneapolis. But I'll take New Orleans as a consolation prize.
Yeah, we know you should have been in New Orleans 2 years ago. All right, we won't get into that. But anyway, you know, Coach, an important aspect of right now, you had that historic February where you played more games, I think, than any program in conference history. You had injuries early. Now recently, Niara Maddie got dinged. So even though you got to travel 2,500 miles, just how nice is it to have what'll turn out to be 15 days in between games to, you know, finally rest up and heal?
Well, critical. I mean, you know, and I've always done that. Yeah, we had an entire week off. We played Friday down in Vegas, and then we didn't practice until this past Friday. So we had three good practices. You know, the physical rest is really important, Steve. Our players needed it. Like you said, we've had several that have been banged up, most recently Sidney Parrish and Maddie Shear. Niara always needs rest, same with Tahina. So it's good on a lot of different, you know, for a lot of different players. But the physical rest is one thing. I think the mental rest is just as important. You know, we had, you know, that February from hell where we were just, you know, we never really had time to work on ourselves and focus on ourselves. It was game after game after game. And, you know, and I think we suffered a little bit in lots of different ways from that. But, you know, we're in the tournament now, and we're 0-0. And, you know, last year we kind of limped into the NCAA tournament, and we ended up winning a couple games, getting to the Sweet 16. And so I think we've shown that we can beat anybody and certainly play with anybody that's in the field. We just haven't been as consistent as we'd like. You know, we've also shown that we can lose to people that maybe we shouldn't. So I don't know what we're going to get, but I think our kids are going to rally, and we're going to have a good NCAA tournament.
You know, a couple weeks ago you talked about your staff and the job they did prepping the team while you went to Will's senior night. And last week when you weren't around, I had Jody on, and every time I speak with her, I think I should talk with her more. But for those who might not know, just what has it meant to have her at your side, you know, dating back to all that success you initially had at Gonzaga?
Well, you know, she's one of the best people that I've ever known, and I consider not just a colleague and you know, my right-hand person, but a really good friend. And, you know, she knows a lot about the game. More importantly, she knows a lot about people. And, you know, she's really the heart and soul of our basketball program. And, you know, I just, yeah, you got a small glimpse of it. When you're around her every day, I think you really learn to appreciate her. Because, you know, she's one of those people, and I'm sure you know some in your own life, they just have never had a bad day, you know? They're upbeat, they're always positive, they always see the best. She's the glass half full, I'm usually the glass half empty guy. And, you know, I think we've been a really good balance. But I certainly wouldn't be where I'm at professionally, and we wouldn't be where we're at as an elite basketball program without Jody. She's been the backbone of both the Gonzaga program and now here at Oregon.
Yeah, I always say that people like that, they enhance all that they come into contact with. Couple final thoughts for Coach Graves. I want a thought on recruiting, because I saw some film and a story about one of your incoming recruits, Jenna Usai, Chandler High, Player of the Year, State of Arizona. For those who aren't familiar, I think we're seeing kind of a Swiss Army knife who does everything well. Well, what could you tell us about her game and how excited fans should be to watch her play ball?
That Swiss Army knife is a good way to put it. You know, she's really deceptive. Number one, she plays both ends of the floor. You know, she's a great defender, an elite defender. Strong. She's going to be able to guard three or four different positions on the court. You know, offensively, she's just got a nose for the ball and a nose for the basket. Loves contact. You know, she's just one of those players. She wants to get fouled. There have been several times, not only in the summer circuit basketball, but in high school, where she'd get 13, 14, 15 free throws in a game. But she can also shoot it. I think she made 10 threes in a game this year. And so she's really can score at different levels, and that's what I like about her. She's just tough. And, you know, we need a little bit of toughness. I think that's been one of the areas we've shown some weakness this year. It's just the ability to be tough physically and mentally. You know, we've shown bounce back ability, but we just have got to be more mentally and physically tough, and that will you know, display itself hopefully in this tournament. But yeah, we're really happy about Jenna that she's coming up here, and she's a winner. She won a couple of state championships, and I think that's really important, and was just named Gatorade State Player of the Year in Arizona, as was Chance Gray in Ohio. Chance is still one of the five finalists for the Naismith High School Basketball Player of the Year. Chance is actually here right now with her dad.
This matchup with Belmont, this is a really interesting team. Bart Brooks is an excellent coach. Last year, they became the first Ohio Valley team in 31 years to win a tournament game as a 12 seed. You know, they beat Mississippi. They hung in there against Louisville. They're hot. So what have you learned about the type of challenges this Bruin team presents?
Well, just what you said, they're really good. They're very balanced. They know how to win. They won, like you said, last year in the 5-12 game, so they've experienced success in the tournament. You know, they shoot it really well, really good three-point shooting team, and that's been, you know, one of our weaknesses this year. We're going to have to make sure we defend the three-point line. They take care of the ball. They're really solid defensively. They don't make a lot of mistakes, and, you know, it's going to be a test. I just got to make sure that our team, you know, they realize, hey, listen, I know we're going to Tennessee. That's the name. They're the higher seed. I get it. But we've got to play Belmont in what is really going to be a home game for them. Nashville isn't too far from Knoxville. And so they're going to have a lot of fans. Plus, I'm sure the Lady Vol fans are going to be cheering for the, you know, for the local Tennessee team. So it's going to be quite a challenge. We're going to have to play well. There's no question about it. But, Steve, if we play well, we do what we're supposed to do, then I think we're the better team. So we just got to go out and prove that.
Well, it's going to be a great atmosphere. It's always exciting. Folks, he's Kelly Graves. His fifth-seeded Ducks are Knoxville bound. Their run begins Saturday afternoon. Coach, always appreciate the time. Wishing you and your team safe travels, lots of success, and, of course, another big run at the dance. Thanks a lot, Coach.
Okay, thank you, Steve. Take care, buddy.
All right, take it easy. Back as part of March Madness once again. Don't get greedy and take stuff like that for granted. Let's break, come back, wrap up Crunch Time on a Wednesday next, 95.3 The Score.